10th leading scorer last season in the country with 427. Four good points today. One between him, 14-13. The fast puck out goes to Declan Dalton. He tries to drill it inside. Chance for goal for Patrick Hogan as the ball is broken away. Hoggy sends it in. It's got to the back of the net. It has got to the back of the net. Patrick Hogan with a goal for Cork. It looked like maybe the goalkeeper, Evel Quilligan, was going to keep it out, but it went over his head. Nestled in the back of the net, and straight away from the puck out, Shane Barrett, Declan Dalton broke the ball, went up the field, and Patrick Hogan spun away from his marker, 1-14-13.
Yeah, and kudos to Pat Collins, Sean. We spoke about in the first half, he needed to get those puck outs to hand. He got one down to Declan Dalton here in front of us. Declan drilled it into the full forward line. I think it was Rory Hayes came out and spilled the ball. Hoggy flicked it in. They spoke about Simon Zeebone flicking the ball up yesterday. He flicked it over the keeper's head. Great call.
A big score for Cork. Shaman Halliday has it out the field. He's about 65 out from goal. He's jumping a jig of delight as he sees the ball go over the bar for his third point of the day. He's definitely getting the better of David McInerney, the St. Edith's man. And suddenly Cork find themselves 115 to 13 points ahead with the ball and has the goalkeeper. And he sends it way up the field into midfield now as well. The wind is a factor here. Clare have it in the second half. McInerney has it to John Conlon, who's been quiet in the number 6 jersey. Down the left wing he goes inside. He takes it. Oh, it's taken very well by Shane O'Donnell. First ball he's got inside. Sean O'Donnell gives it inside to Mark Rogers. Goal on here for Clare. That's the pitcher postcard goal by Clare. That was simple stuff for Shane O'Donnell.
1-on-1 duel straight out. We need to win those puck outs. Dermot Ryan is going to
down the left wing. Dermot Ryan, he's the freedom of Super Value Park Creeve. He's heading to the 20 metre line. He's elected to give it to Shane O'Donnell. Clare are going for goal, and Shane O'Donnell has got a goal, and Clare lead by 3. I thought Dermot Ryan labored there that he was going to tap the ball over the bar, but he kept going. Shane O'Donnell won it and crashed the ball home. 220 Clare, 120 Cork.
Yeah, and again, John, those puck outs, as I said, when they're 1-on-1, the Cork player needs to win them.
Here go Clare again. Conlon sending it down the line now to Mark Rogers, who's been outstanding, to David Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald runs away from the Cork cover. Fitzgerald going away from Luke Mead. Fitzgerald stepping inside, going for goal. Oh, Fitzgerald has blasted it in the back of the net for another Clare goal. Would you believe it? I said he maybe wasn't playing to his highest level, but he had goal on his mind there. He ran through, stepped from his right, inside and his left, and against a 13-man Cork team, crashed the ball to the back of the net because Tim O'Mahony is still down 322 to 123. You could not write this story.
No, at halftime you couldn't, Sean. 5 minutes into the second half, you couldn't. Okay, but David McInerney, we were saying, you know, was he playing to a level he was in the league, or is the championship such a notch up from the league that he was taking a while to get into it? He's into it now with a fantastic goal.
Clare by 5. What will this do for the Clare team? Fitzgerald has the ball right left hand side of midfield, goes for the score and lands it between the posts, and Clare are 6 points to the good at 323 to 123 after 63 minutes. And all this time the game is going on, the Corkman is down on the ground, and Cork have only 13 players against Clare's 15. 5 points the margin. Matt Coleman sideline goes in around the house. Robbie O'Flynn looks to try and get it. Lean breaks the ball out. Daffis Gibbon has it, turns one way the other, tries to take a shot, it ricocheted off, it's come back, it's a Cork goal. We're back to a 2-point game. It is Rob Downey who was up into the attack. The ricochet came back to the Glen Rovers man, and he crashed the ball to the back of the net, and is 326 to 324. The miracle is still on. Maybe the trip to Lourdes isn't needed. Maybe there's a Todd Cork goal. Maybe the whole narrative is going to be cut up and torn up in the next couple of minutes. You just never know.
And he seems to be telling him to play on at the moment, John. So if we could get that ball up there, what might happen?
2 points between the teams here. Cork trying to get the ball with the goal scorer Rob Downey, and with Kieran Joyce, 326 to 324. Cork have won a free out 45 metres out from goal. 76 minutes have been played. I think there's going to be at least another minute. Cork are 2 behind. If Cork were to get a goal here, the roof will come off this place. It will rock forever if Cork will get a goal to win the match. Matt Coleman sends the ball up, left-handed inside there, looking for Conley. Was there a bit of pulling and dragging? Damien Callaghan with a shot, blocked inside in the Clare defence. Clare trying to win a free out. They don't need a free. They've got the ball out to David Fitzgerald. That might do them. David Fitzgerald runs out the left-hand side of the field. He's got the midfield. Will he take on Matt Coleman? He's going down to take on Matt Coleman. Hopping the ball on the ground, Bill O'Connor style. It's wonderful skill by him as he gets the ball back to David Reedy. Over the top of the left position. Rob Downey trying to box him into a corner. Reedy has the legs though. Reedy's got away from Downey. Reedy is surely fouled as he got through. The referee didn't give it. It's got back to Aaron Shanner. Shanner's through and goal. and Shadow gets the goal, but it's a free out, says the referee, for too many steps for Aaron Shadow. Oh my word, is there more in this game? Surely the whistle's about to go. 77 minutes have gone, and Clare have won in Páirc Cliath by 326-324. You just could not even begin to rewind this tape in the second half. What a game.